The South Bend Community School Corporation still needs 600 signatures from homeowners or registered voters within the school district by December 16th to ensure the referendum makes it on the ballot. If passed, the referendum would increase property taxes from 37 cents to 39 cents for every $100 of assessed value. Officials say this would raise about $75 million for the district. South Bend School Superintendent Todd Cummings says the money would go towards raising teacher pay, continuing educational programs, and upgrading school buildings. Karima Fowler is the chief financial officer for South Bend Schools. She says the referendum is crucial to the success of the school district.
We're going to make sure that we give kids quality education. However, we have to make sure that we have the resources to do that.
South Bend Schools is facing a loss of about $12 million next year from tax caps. This is the first time the SBCSE has tried to pass a referendum. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.